bless you. You're about to listen to the voice of the eagle with Prophet Samuel Addison. Prophet Samuel Addison is an anointed servant by the will of God and is graced to operate in the fivefold ministry. As you listen to this tape, be ready to be caught up into unlimited levels of the Spirit and soar unto greater heights. Enjoy the message.
John 13, verse 1.
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own to where who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
I read the last one. No, verse 1. The last line. He loved them to the end. Let's all read that one.
He loved them to the end.
Respond with fire.
He loved them to the end.
Respond with power.
He loved them to the end.
Last one.
He loved them to the end.
He loved them to the end.
Il les aima jusqu'à la fin.
The word permanent simply means something lasting.
Ce mot permanent veut dire quelque chose qui demeure.
The word permanent simply means something that remains unchanged.
Quelque chose qui demeure inchangé.
Don't worry, I'll finish very, very soon. Don't be in a hurry to leave. Some came late, but I might check one more time, sir. Very soon, man, if you entered here, we'll take your watch from you. It'll be on the way. Take off your watch. Put it in your bag. The word permanent means lasting for a long time or something, lasting for a long time or forever.
Le mot permanent veut dire demeurer longtemps ou pour le dépasser.
The word permanent means something stable.
Permanent veut dire stable.
Or something abiding.
Ce qui demeure.
So I want to teach you becoming a permanent lover. Lover of Christ or any lover, all come to the word loving. Becoming a permanent lover.
Devenir quelqu'un qui aime de façon permanente.
You know that anything temporal is dangerous.
Tout ce qui est temporaire est dangereux.
Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Oh, respond, do you believe that? Anything temporal is dangerous.
Tout ce qui est temporaire est dangereux.
Not only dangerous, anything temporal is a waste of time.
Tout ce qui est temporaire est une perte de temps.
That's why it's difficult for some people to invest in a temporal house.
C'est pourquoi il est difficile d'investir
because
dans une maison
if the house I am in is temporal, why must I invest in?
Pourquoi dois-je investir dans cette maison qui est temporaire?
Can you close the doors? The top doors. Yeah. If something is temporal, why should I invest in?
Si quelque chose est temporaire, pourquoi
people
dois-je y investir?
Only invest in permanent houses or permanent things.
Les gens investissent dans ce qui est permanent ou dans des maisons permanentes.
Write this first key down. Every love must be permanent. No love is supposed to be temporal.
Tout amour doit être permanent. Aucun amour doit être temporaire.
If you are not ready to love something permanent, don't love.
Si tu n'es pas prêt pour aimer quelque chose de façon permanente, faut même pas commencer.
The one that introduced love to us is God. And so for God so loved the world, he gave. He gave for his son. And when the son came, look at what he did. In our stubbornness, in our way of life, he did not look at what we did, but he loved us to the end. The love of God for us is permanent.
Celui-là qui a introduit l'amour, qui nous a introduit l'amour, c'est Dieu. et son fils, comme nous le voyons, a aimé ses amis jusqu'à la fin.
The first thing I will say to this morning is, the love of God must affect every area of your life.
L'amour de Dieu doit affecter tout domaine de ta vie.
Watch me carefully. The love of God must affect every area. That's why somebody can look at somebody and tell the person, I love you with all my heart.
De la vie, c'est pourquoi quelqu'un dirait à une autre.
Meanwhile, the person has never seen his heart before.
Et il n'a même pas vu son cœur auparavant.
I give you all my heart.
Je te donne tout mon cœur.
Meanwhile, you've never seen your heart.
Même il n'a jamais
vu son
cœur.
Why don't you give your kidney also?
Pourquoi ne donnes-tu pas tes reins aussi?
Are you here today? Why? Love must affect every area of your life.
L'amour doit affecter tous les domaines de votre vie.
Matthew 22, verse 37. Love must affect the love you have for God must affect every area of your life.
L'amour que vous avez pour Dieu doit affecter tous les domaines de votre vie.
22 verse 37, sorry. If you love God, your love for God must be permanent, not temporary.
Si vous aimez Dieu, votre amour pour Dieu doit être
permanent. If you love
permanent,
the work of God,
si vous aimez l'œuvre de
your
Dieu,
love for the work of God must be
votre amour pour l'œuvre de Dieu doit être permanent.
What you do in the house of God, whatever that activates your love in the house of God, you must do that thing permanent.
Tout ce que vous faites dans la maison de Dieu, tout ce qui active l'amour de Dieu pour vous doit être permanent.
All around us,
tout autour de nous,
in our families,
dans nos familles,
in our churches,
dans nos églises,
all around us,
tout autour de nous,
the love we have is temporal love.
L'amour que nous avons est temporaire.
Because we don't even understand
parce que nous ne comprenons
what love
pas.
Really is.
C'est l'amour.
Somebody can experience something very tiny, something very unreasonable, and she would decide, I will not love you again. Or she would decide, I have stopped what I'm doing. Which means your love for that thing is not permanent.
Va expérimenter quelque chose de petit et va dire que je ne vais plus aimer parce que ton amour
n'est
pas profond.
When we are building this,
quand on bâtit
we bought a machine that makes the cement and other things.
On a acheté une machine.
And that what happened was a great intervention for me.
Et c'était mon intervention personnelle.
I'll tell you why. I travel outside Ghana. At that time, I travel a lot.
En ce moment-là, je voyageais beaucoup. Je suis allé au dehors.
They took the machine somewhere. They didn't tell me.
Et ils ont pris la machine. On ne m'a même pas dit.
They took the machine somewhere.
Ils ont envoyé la machine quelque part.
And they were mixing cement for somebody.
Et ils étaient en train de faire le ciment pour quelqu'un.
After they were done with the thing,
quand ils ont fini avec,
one guy,
un autre,
was going to wash it.
Il partait pour laver ça.
Clean it. And his left hand entered the machine.
Et sa main gauche est rentrée dans la machine.
And the thing cut his hand.
Et ça a coupé sa main.
Blood was flowing. So imagine it happened on this ground.
Imaginez que cela soit.
They would tell me I've used someone's son to sacrifice the church.
Quelqu'un aurait dit que j'ai utilisé la main de quelqu'un pour sacrifier pour l'église.
So they rushed. Not just cattle, and yam and salmon. And you say, minced meat. Where did it be that? If you marry a fancy woman, you know all kinds of things, names. Because you will buy all. After they rushed the boy to Kolebu, and when they got there, they said they must cut the hand. They called me in London. I said, what is happening? He said, he needs money. I sent money, and they cut the hand back.
Quand on envoie ce jeune homme à l'hôpital, on bloque.
Watch me. I came to Ghana. We were here. They were working. I saw the guy carrying bucket with water.
Et que je voyais ce jeune homme qui a été amputé, qui
I
portait.
Said, ah! Are you still working?
Il dit, tu travailles toujours?
I said, what should I do?
Il dit, que vais-je faire?
I love the work.
J'aime le travail.
His love for the work didn't reduce, although the thing cut his hand.
Et son amour n'avait pas diminué, bien que son bras a été amputé.
I'm teaching you what is called love and permanent lover.
Je parle de l'amour permanent et être un homme qui aime de façon permanente.
Isaac, he didn't go.
Je l'ai renvoyé, il n'est pas parti. Il a travaillé.
He was not even carrying things with the hand that is cut. He was carrying things.
Et même avec la main amputée, il portait des choses aussi.
Somebody can be playing football. They will break his leg for 4 years. He can't play. After he's healed, he will come back and play because he loves the work. I'm speaking about becoming a permanent lover.
Quelqu'un qui aime football peut avoir une fracture aux jambes, reposer pendant 4 ans, revenir encore parce qu'il aime le foot.
And Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart.
Et Jésus dit, tu aimeras ton Dieu, l'Éternel ton Dieu de tout ton cœur.
The love of God must affect every area of your life.
The
love of God must affect your heart.
L'amour de Dieu doit affecter ton cœur.
With all your soul,
de toute ton âme,
and with all your mind,
et de toute ta pensée,
which means the love of God must saturate your heart, saturate your soul, and must saturate your mind. Every area, the love of God must be a cancer.
L'amour de Dieu doit saturer ta pensée. L'amour de Dieu doit saturer ton cœur et tout en toi. C'est toi comme un cancer en quelque sorte.
If the love of God does not affect like Christianity, now if you're a Christian, Christianity must affect your lifestyle.
Et que si tu es chrétien, la chrétienté doit affecter ton style de vie.
If you're a Christian and it's not affecting your lifestyle, then you're not a Christian.
Si tu es chrétien et que cela ne fait pas ton style de vie, tu n'es pas chrétien.
The people that you stay in the same house with must know that as for this girl, she's a Christian.
Tous les gens avec lesquels tu demeures dans la même maison.
And you were a Christian, and they meet. They still, you still with them. You're not
Christian. Ils se rendent compte que tu voles aussi. Ce n'est pas.
What they do, you do with them. They don't see you as a Christian.
Ce qu'ils font, tu fais aussi. Tu n'es pas aussi chrétien.
Christianity must affect your attitude.
La chrétienté doit affecter ton attitude.
Lift your hand and say, "Father, help me to become a permanent lover."
Father, help me to become a permanent lover.
Say it again.
Father, help me to become a permanent lover.
Say it with power.
Father, help me to become a permanent.
Hear me. Don't ever, ever enter into anything that I want to do this temporal. You make sure what you are doing is permanent.
N'entre jamais, jamais dans quelque chose.
Especially in the house of God.
Spécialement s'il s'agit de la maison de Dieu.
In the house of God.
S'il s'agit de la maison de Dieu.
The first thing I would say is that you must be a lover of the work of God.
Vous aimez aimer l'œuvre de Dieu.
Love of God's work.
L'œuvre de Dieu, vous aimez l'aimer.
Two scriptures.
Je vais donner deux écritures.
John chapter 4 verse 34 and John 9 4.
Jean 4, 34, Jean 9.
Jesus said to them,
can I talk to you? Anything you love more than God, that thing becomes your idol.
Tout ce que vous aimez plus que Dieu, cette chose-là devient votre idole.
And anything you love more than God, God can kill it and take it away from you.
Et que tout ce que vous aimez plus que Dieu,
God's jealousy, and you are oyenu. God jealousy. God jealousy is dangerous.
L'amour de Dieu, c'est dangereux.
I'm telling you. Anything you love more than God. Anything that takes your attention more than God, God can destroy it.
Tout ce que vous aimez plus que Dieu.
If God needs your attention.
Si tu as besoin de ton attention,
block whatever is taking your attention from him.
Il va bloquer ce qui attire ton attention.
Look at what Jesus Christ said.
Jesus said to them,
they asked him, that master, are you not eating?
Because
the whole day we've not seen you eating food.
Toute la journée, tu n'as pas mangé.
We've not seen you eating food.
On t'a pas vu manger.
He said, me?
Dis-moi.
Are you sure?
Vous
what he said to them?
My food.
He said, my food
is to do the will
he
of
said,
him.
I love the work of God too much. If I'm working, I don't feel like eating.
Dis, si je fais l'œuvre, je ne sens pas envie de manger.
He said, my food.
Ma nourriture
is to do the will of God.
C'est de faire la volonté de Dieu.
Who sent me?
Who sent me?
And to finish his work.
Hit your sister or your brother by your side and tell him or her you were sent here. Do you think you just arrived in this world to become pregnant and give birth?
Tu penses que tu es venu dans ce monde juste pour être enceinte et garder et enfanter?
Do you think you just arrived here to have money, to build cars, to buy houses and leave? You were sent, and after you are done, you will go and give account of what you did on the
earth. Que tu es venu juste dans ce monde pour pouvoir acheter, avoir
that's why
d'argent, acheter voiture,
you survive. When your father released the sperm, you survive. Many of them couldn't you survive, and you became a baby, and you survive. And if you survive here, you were sent. He said, my food is to do the will of one who sent me, not just here, and to finish the work he has sent you to come and do.
Et que celui-là qui m'a envoyé ici, c'est pour faire son œuvre et pour pouvoir lâcher
please,
les œuvres.
Have you been to the saloon and they were braiding your hair and they could not finish and light off and you're walking home?
Est-ce que vous êtes allé une fois dans un salon, ils sont en train de faire tes cheveux, la lumière est coupée et puis tu t'en vas à la
you
maison?
You look crazy. Imagine you are doing makeup, and light off or something. You could, if you step out, you look crazy. Imagine my son, look at your hair, nice, fine. Imagine today I went to Baba and I put the machine, bang, and light went off. I said, go home and you step out. Because the work is unfinished, it look crazy.
À cause de ce que l'œuvre n'est pas achevée, c'est comme de la folie.
It's shameful if you don't finish the work that God has given you.
C'est une honte de ce que tu n'es pas fini l'œuvre que Dieu t'a donnée.
If you die without finishing, and my question is, do you know why you were sent here? That was the mistake of Esther. She didn't know why she became a queen. She thought queen is to dress and to take juice.
Sais-tu pourquoi tu es venu ici? C'est ce qui était la faute de Esther.
She thought she entered the palace because she was a virgin.
Pour pouvoir
no!
Et pour pouvoir s'habiller.
She thought she became a queen because she's beautiful.
No! Elle est devenue reine parce qu'elle était belle ou bien elle était vierge. Non.
Mordecai said.
Mardoché a dit.
Esther. Don't forget who you are.
Ne faut pas oublier ce qui tu es.
Your name is not Esther.
Ton nom c'est pas Esther.
Your real name is Adassa.
Ton nom c'est Adassa.
You are a Jew. And you are in the palace such a time like this, not because of you, but because of your people. If you become quiet, Esther, God will surely bring deliverance, but you will not escape.
Tu es, Dieu apportera la délivrance et toi tu n'auras aucun honneur de cela.
Without the love of God in your spirit, without the love of God in your life, you can never accomplish anything in life.
Sans l'amour de Dieu dans ta vie, sans l'amour de Dieu dans ce que tu fais, tu ne peux rien accomplir dans la vie.
If I see young men, I want to make money. I'm not saying don't work. I don't say don't make money. But I always tell them, no matter your gettings, let your salvation be on top. No matter all your gifts, let salvation be on top of whatever.
Peu importe tout ce que tu as comme propriété, que le salut soit au-dessus de tout.
My food is to do the will. Is somebody who is a lover? Some can look and say, "As for me, food is food. Eating banku is my love language. If you give me food, I will love you. As for me, shopping. As for me, traveling is my love language. If you give it to me, I will love you.
Si tu me donnes le voyage, je vais t'aimer.
As for me,
pour moi, c'est cela.
Money is my love. One day I saw on one of my close friend's daughter status. He said, anywhere there is love and there is money, you will see me there.
Une fille a mis son truc là où se trouve l'amour et puis l'argent.
So I called my friend and said, have you seen what your daughter has posted? He said, this is what I'm fighting here. Lift your hand and shout, I will not change my love for God.
I will not change my love
Je
for
pas
God.
Again, mon amour
I will not change my love for God.
John 9, 4. Become the permanent lover of God.
John 9, verse 4.
I must work.
I must. Lift your hand and shout, it's a must.
It's a must.
You're not here. Come on, lift your hand and shout, it's a must.
It's a must.
It's a I must. Come on, clap your hands and shout, I must. I must.
I must.
It's a must. You have no choice. You have no choice.
Tu n'as pas de choix en cela.
You have no choice.
Tu n'as pas de choix en
cela. You have no choice.
Je dis, tu n'as pas de choix.
You have no choice.
Tu n'as pas de choix.
You have no option.
Tu n'as pas d'option.
You have no excuse.
Pas d'excuse.
No excuse.
Pas d'excuse.
No option.
Pas d'option.
It's a must.
C'est une obligation.
I must work. What?
The works,
the works of him
who sent,
who
me,
sent me
while it is day.
While it is day.
The night is coming.
The night is coming
when no one can work.
The time is coming. May we not enter that night hour.
Amen.
The time is coming.
Le temps viendra.
You wish somebody will call you, come for rest, and nobody will call you.
Tu aurais souhaité que quelqu'un t'appelle pour pouvoir.
The time is coming. You wish somebody would let's go to church. Nobody will call you again.
Le temps viendra, quelqu'un, tu aurais bien voulu que quelqu'un dise allons à l'église et personne ne viendra.
Woe unto me that somebody will beg me to preach.
Malheur à moi si que j'attends à ce que quelqu'un me demande pardon pour prêcher.
I beg you. I beg you to preach.
Quand tu demandes pardon pour prêcher,
I won't allow you.
Je ne vais pas le faire.
Beg to preach.
Me pardonner pour pouvoir prêcher.
It's a must.
C'est une obligation.
I must work the works of him who sent me.
Je dois faire l'œuvre de celui-là qui m'a envoyé.
These are the languages from people who love God.
Ceci, c'est le langage de ceux-là qui aiment Dieu.
Titus chapter 1. Some of us sitting here this morning, some Christians, including some men of God, we think we love God, we think we know God, but in our actions, we betray and we deny him.
Certains d'entre nous, même assis ici, même parmi les hommes de Dieu, nous pensons aimer Dieu, mais nous le renions dans nos actes.
Heaven is interested in those who love God permanently.
Le ciel s'intéresse à ceux qui aiment Dieu de façon permanente.
On people who love God permanently.
Le ciel regarde à ceux qui aiment Dieu
not
de façon permanente.
Lovers.
Pas ceux-là qui aiment de façon temporaire.
Permanent. Permanent.
De façon permanente.
Most of you are not stable. You love this on Monday. On Wednesday, you love this. On Friday, you love this. You are not stable even in love.
La plupart d'entre vous aujourd'hui vous aimez ceci, aimez cela. Le lendemain vous aimez cela. Vous n'êtes pas stable.
Yeah, read for me. Titus 1 verse 16. Now give me the NIV, NLT, and a message before the New King James.
Says
they claim to know God.
They claim. Now I love this statement. They claim.
Ils disent aimer Dieu.
Some claim they are Christians.
Certains disent qu'ils aiment Dieu. Ils
sont some claim they love God.
Certains disent qu'ils aiment Dieu.
And you cannot argue with them.
Et tu ne peux pas les argumenter avec eux.
Something will show that what they claim is not claim.
Et que quelque chose va montrer que ce qu'ils disent, ce n'est pas
vrai. When it comes to some things, you will know that the claim is not claim.
Quand tu vas ajouter quelque chose, il y a certaines choses qui vont montrer que ce n'est
like
pas vrai.
Like some of you in a church, and maybe somebody mistakenly. He's coming to church with and he's passed not and mistakenly he should not see our so.
Most of you, the way you frown your face.
Certains d'entre vous, quand quelqu'un va marcher sur votre pied, la manière dont vous allez froisser le visage.
The way you act in the church.
La manière dont tu vas agir dans cette, dans l'église même.
The way you act in the church. They claim they know God.
Ils clament être qu'un autre Dieu.
Mais à ce fait, God have delivered me years ago. Whilst when we lost it, she knows it. She knows it. Whilst we are having church, Auntie Barbara, people are wearing skirt too. They wear shorts and then jean shorts. When I say lift your hands, yes, the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the church, you see blows. In a church, somebody will be in a church, you not see her. By the time you see her, she have gone to the house. She's in the church. She have gone home and she has come. She's outside waiting for you to close and find somebody. And I was a shepherd. I was a pastor. Yeah. But that person may be in a choir. What to me with you?
Oh,
but I'm talking about the oil. Somewhere in the choir, somewhere ushers. The person have stopped. He has just finished singing. Somebody came here, left his phone here, go to Cheryl and call us. The phone was missing. A book. Okay.
Quelqu'un est venu ici, il a laissé son phone, il allait à la station, il est revenu. Avant qu'il ne le téléphone est perdu.
So somebody in the church who took it.
Quelqu'un dans l'église a pris.
Hello. They claim.
Ils disent.
They know God.
Qu'ils connaissent Dieu.
But in their actions,
mais dans leurs actions,
most of you,
la plupart d'entre vous,
if you pay attention to actions, you know the boy doesn't love you at all.
Si tu fais
you should have stopped working with him for 4 years.
Tu sais que cet homme-là ne t'aime pas. Tu aurais dû arrêter depuis longtemps d'aller avec lui.
These young people coming up, I wish I can give you my mind and my heart for 1 year.
Les jeunes gens qui viennent maintenant, j'aurais souhaité leur donner mon
cœur. The kind of love you fall in, bogus and basa, or the tang tang kwa. I'm telling you, wrong love. Claim they love God, but in their actions, they. So even God weighs actions.
Même Dieu pèse les actions.
You sitting down here, if I tell you you don't know God, you will beat me. Who told you? But in your actions,
si je te disais que tu ne connais pas Dieu,
it doesn't show that you are a lover.
Ne montre pas que tu étais celui qui aime Dieu.
Ready? Give me the message or the NLT. Let's go first. Time. I have 5 more minutes. Madubo kubadia basha.
Such people claim they know God, but they deny Him by the way they live.
Aha, what's your fine?
They are detestable.
Most of you. You are here and you are working. And everybody in your field, they are lying to get money.
Vous êtes ici, vous travaillez.
Do you know
tout
that most of the MPs, they all go to church?
Tous ces MP que vous connaissez, ils s'en vont à l'église.
Oh, please respond. I see their life.
Mais regardez à leur vie.
See their lives.
Regardez à leur vie.
See the lives of our leaders.
Regardez la vie de nos dirigeants.
Most of them, and some are in. I have a daughter here. Somebody I dupe her. The parent is elder of Pentecost. She's here.
J'ai une fille ici dans l'église ici. Quelqu'un l'a dupé et cette personne là.
And Pentecost elder, you bury, ancien, you preach, you give communion.
Tu enterres, tu fais l'enterrement, tu donnes communion et tout ça.
Pentecost elder is like me studying and preaching. You are a full apostle.
Tu es un apôtre.
Most of you are here.
La plupart d'entre
vous. If you like, let a policeman enter this room, some will run away.
Si un policier rentrait ici, certains d'entre nous allaient fuir.
If let a policeman mistakenly run here and enter, some will pick their bag and they will run because they know they are not safe.
Et que si le policier rentrait ici, certains vont fuir parce qu'ils savent qu'ils ne sont pas sauvés.
I'm telling you, some are here, they are thieves, some are zars, some are criminals.
Certains sont des criminels et tout cela, voleurs et...
But they will come and sit there, look at your face. No, I'm preaching out of experience. Oh, you don't know, man. If not the people I have bailed from police stations years ago. Observe, I'm telling you, people are bailed from police stations. One you will love is a person I'm robber or the person said the one you say you love, do you know the person? The one you are giving your permanent is
celui que tu dis que tu aimes.
Are you safe?
C'est un voleur. Est-ce que tu es en sécurité? Est-ce que tu es en sécurité?
Can I talk to you?
Puis-je vous parler?
Any love that does not develop is not a good love. Every true love grows.
Tout amour qui ne se développe pas grandit, l'amour grandit et se développe.
Any petrol or kerosene love, you will not go far. He met you on Monday, Tuesday, Dubai, Wednesday, Latabia Koshi. Well, let's finish the reading. I have 2 more minutes.
Such people claim they know God, but they deny Him.
They claim.
It is.
But they deny him. By the way they live.
Mais ils le renient de la manière dont ils vivent.
They are detestable and disobedient, worthless for doing anything good.
Sunday morning, pa, a Christian, you find yourself at the beach.
Dimanche matin, un chrétien se trouve à la plage.
Yeah, some of you here, you smoke.
Certains d'entre vous même vous fumez.
You smoke when you are happy.
Vous êtes, quand vous êtes content, vous fumez.
You don't smoke often, but you smoke occasionally. You smoke.
Tu ne fumes pas tout le temps, man. Tu fumes.
Once you smoke, then you have a way of that you are steady. You have control over your emotions. You smoke small. Hello. Are you here today? Are you sure you are here? You say you love God, but in your actions.
Tu dis que tu aimes Dieu, mais dans tes actions.
Look at the message. It said, but their actions speak louder than their words.
Mais leurs actions parlent plus fort.
It's in the Bible.
Parole.
Lift your hands, say, Father.
Father,
help me.
Aide-moi
to have a permanent love for you.
To have a permanent love for you.
Pour toi. So one day, he came down and he said, I have seen your works. I have seen your actions. I have seen everything.
I have this against you. If God says he has something against you, if God says he has something against you,
si Dieu dit qu'il a quelque chose
then you
toi,
must be very, very careful. Revelation 4, verse 2, 4.
Tu dois
you must
très,
be very careful.
Apocalypse.
He says, I know everything you are doing, but I have this against you.
Dis, je, tout cela, mais j'ai ceci contre toi.
You are forsaken. He said, let me read. He said, never delays. Okay, read the verse 3. Let me read verse 4.
And he have preserved and have patience. And have labored for my name's sake.
You have labored. I know your labor for my name. Eh?
And have not become weary.
You have
weary.
Not become weary. By half verse 4.
Never delays.
I have
this,
against you.
That you have left your first love.
You have left your first love. A love you came to me with.
L'amour avec lequel tu es venu vers moi.
When the woman came here. My bro. And I spoke to her. I prayed. What was she told me? She said, prophet, first my husband. When my husband gets to the office, the first thing, he will call me. Even whilst he is eating, he will video call. Even in his meeting. But now, nothing. Human being, he is thinking about the first love.
Même là, tu même parles au premier.
Can I talk to you?
Premier amour.
There is nothing in the kingdom like I used to do this, but now
il n'y a rien
you have backslided.
Que je faisais ceci, mais maintenant, ça veut dire que tu as rétrogradé.
Hey, I used to go to soul winning. I used to do this, and what are you doing now?
J'avais l'habitude d'aller gagner les âmes, mais qu'est-ce que tu fais maintenant?
Used to do that. Hey, I used to when I was in this church, man, I came here for years, and when I was here, I used to. And what have you? What are you doing now? I'm coming there.
Auparavant, quand je suis venu ici, je faisais ceci, cela. Mais qu'est-ce que tu fais maintenant, actuellement?
I have your first love. So God is not interested in your now love. He's interested in your first love, the fresh one.
Dieu n'est pas intéressé à ton amour de maintenant, mais il est intéressé dans ton premier amour. Le...
Now, no church, you don't care.
Maintenant, si tu n'es pas allé à l'église,
no fasting, you don't care.
Tu n'as pas jeûné, peu importe.
You don't care about anything again. All that you care is what you eat, what you wear. Now, you don't care about anything about church.
Tout ce qui te regarde maintenant, c'est ce que
but
tu
as fait.
Mais au
church is your burden.
L'église était ton fardeau.
If you ask the song, years ago, Saturdays, you see us small boys. We are going to Bible studies 3 o'clock with New Testament Bible. Today, I know what churches are doing again. It's no more.
Auparavant, les jeunes
Bible studies, you will go Saturdays.
Tous les samedis.
You see the church, young people, small, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. We will go and they teach us Bible. They teach us more than what they do in the Bible in the Sunday school. They teach Bible.
Et on nous enseignait la Bible tous les samedis, mais aujourd'hui.
Where is your first love?
Où est ton premier amour alors?
Where is your first love?
Où est ton premier amour?
Your first love is no more.
Ton premier amour n'y est plus.
So your love for God was not permanent. He has loved you to the end, but your love was not permanent. It was temporary.
Ton amour pour Dieu n'est pas permanent, mais lui, il t'a aimé jusqu'à la fin. Ton amour n'est pas permanent.
See the scripture. Matthew 24, verse 13. See it about love. You
Matthew 24, 13.
You see something there?
Matthew 24, 13.
But he who endures,
but he who endures to the end shall be saved. So you need love to stand to the end. Your love must be to the end. Now, here's somebody in third person. You need somebody that will love you to the end.
Tu as besoin de quelqu'un qui va t'aimer jusqu'à la fin.
Not only about husband and wife, you need friends that will love you to the end.
Tu as besoin de des amis qui vont t'aimer jusqu'à la fin.
What with people that their love are authentic who will love you to the end. Not people who are in your life or what they will get from you. People that will love you to the end. People that, most of you, all your friends are 4 months friends, 6 months friends, 1 year friend, yesterday, midnight friend. How can you be someone on Facebook and say it's my friend? Me, everybody on my face, my friend. If you meet me, I know you from my Facebook. Oh, I'm a dream. Facebook isn't a friendship. Facebook friends is friendship. And most of your friends are snakes, snakes and corn. Work with people who work with you to the end.
Faut marcher avec les gens qui vont marcher avec toi jusqu'à la fin.
Hate your neighbor, ask who is your friend? Who is your friend? Look at your neighbor, ask who is your friend?
Qui est ton ami?
Ask, do you have a friend?
Tu as-tu un ami?
Hear me. Hear me. Hear me. If somebody is in the same office with you,
si quelqu'un est dans le même bureau que toi,
it's not a friend, it's a colleague.
Ce n'est pas un ami, c'est un collègue.
Are you here today? Don't be calling people friends by heart. It's a colleague. You met her in the office, that's why the person is your friend.
Vous l'avez rencontré dans le bureau.
Now, in the church, if you meet somebody, that person is your brother in Christ. You know the person in the church, you respect the person. But that person cannot be your close friend.
Mais si vous rencontrez quelqu'un dans l'église, c'est votre frère.
That person in the church can be a thief in the church.
Il peut être un voleur dans l'église.
I said, okay. Me in the choir, sorry. Oh, a young guy has proposed to me. He's in the church. He looks good with the name. Because you met in the church wearing black and wearing nice. He's in the church. Some are criminals sitting down there. Even me, they will steal from me.
Certains même sont des criminels. Même moi-même, en tant que pasteur, certains me volent.
One day, there was a guy who came to clean my house, wash my things. I was in fasting. I'm a dao. My other room, I was sleeping and I saw it. So I was lying down. I saw in the spirit. He was in the house. When I opened my eye, I saw the room door open. And I entered the room. My dress, my white lace, and some other things were stolen. I didn't tell him anything. I didn't ask. I knew he had taken it. And I told, don't come to my house again.
But
I saw he took it. And went, so I went straight. In a vision, I saw. We see things.
Il est venu, il est rentré dans la deuxième chambre pendant que je jeûnais.
That time to now, the guy has never succeeded. He's struggling.
Et ce jeune homme-là, depuis jusqu'à maintenant, il n'a pas fait de succès. Il est toujours en train de se débattre.
I don't know what he used my lace for. Either he went to wear or to take the malam. But the malam that would take my lace is in trouble. The place you take my lace and give the malam, this one, you are the malam and you, the two of you, are in trouble. Not everybody who is working in pastor's house is good.
C'est pas toute personne.
Not anybody who is around the pastor is also anointed.
Toute personne qui travaille autour de pasteur n'est pas une.
That young boy is around the prophet. So,
don't
let that deceive you. Are you here today? I'm speaking God. I'm speaking like a father. My last scripture. When Jesus Christ came, he fought for permanency.
Quand Jésus est venu, il s'est battu pour ce qui est permanent.
He fought for it.
Il s'est battu pour cela.
Hear me? Fight for permanency.
Il faut se battre pour ce qui est permanent.
Work with people.
Travaille, marche avec les gens.
Who are permanent.
Qui sont permanents. Only.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. Kindly contact us on telephone numbers +233 244 694 299 or 0247 641 502. Our email address is samprofnk@yahoo.com. That is samprofnk@yahoo.com. Our Facebook handle is www.facebook.com/Samuel Addison, Twitter @ProfSamAddison, or visit our website www.prophetsamueladdison.org. Visit www.amazon.com to purchase these books by Prophet Samuel Addison. Keep the fire burning. Tell no one. Your secret is your power. Discovering the secret to the top. Why do you need power? Dealing with success killers and many more. You can also get copies of these books from any bookshop near you. God richly bless you.